Lois Bronkema. Lois, L-O-I-S. Bronkema is B-R-O-N-K-E-M-A. Date of birth is September 7th, 1944. This is for date of service, 2/27/2023. Mrs. Bronkema is a 78-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 1971. She has been treated with Armour thyroid. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anemia, anxiety, vertigo, osteoporosis, and squamous cell carcinoma of the skin and basal cell carcinoma of the skin. She's also allergic to prednisone and steroids, Multaq, latex, and codeine. She has been feeling heart palpitations intermittently, especially when her free T3 was elevated during her last labs. Dated 2/8/2023 with a free T3 level that was elevated at 4.57 and a TSH of 2.38, free T4 of 1.25. She reports some generalized fatigue and some mood swings and some thinning hair. The patient has been taking Armour thyroid 45 milligrams once daily and taking off a little piece of it to try to equate around 40 milligrams. Plan number one for the management of her hypothyroidism. The patient has been cutting her Armour thyroid in half. However, her free T3 level was elevated at 4.57, causing cardiac symptoms of intermittent palpitations. As a result, I would like to change her to synthetic thyroid medication and place her on Synthroid brand name, 50 micrograms once daily, and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Next number, I will check a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level as well. Next number, I will recheck the patient's labs in about 4 to 6 weeks after being placed on Synthroid therapy and hold the Armour thyroid therapy. Next number, the patient reports intermittent palpitations, which could be related to T3 toxicosis. And as a result of this, I have recommended for her to take propranolol 20 milligrams once daily as needed for symptoms of palpitations. Next number, I've also ordered a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.